Demand in China for Massachusetts' most valuable food crop, the cranberry, has surged in the past few years. But in the trade war with the U.S., China increased tariffs on American cranberries to 40%.
That's frustrating.
Brian Wick is executive director of the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association.
The metaphor that I have in my mind is the track meet, where you're running your race. You start off kind of slow, and then you're building up speed, and you're really doing good, and you're winning the race, and then someone says, well, let's drag some hurdles out now, and you got to jump over these hurdles.
The Trump administration insists the trade war will eventually pay off for American agriculture. But as WBUR's Adrian Ma reports in our series called Seeing Red, many Chinese businesses that buy cranberries have already cut ties with their U.S. suppliers.
About an hour's drive north of Shanghai, in the city of Taicang, there's a warehouse. It's kind of chilly inside, and it's filled wall-to-wall with pallets of dried foods from around the world.
This is Korean sugar, and also some raisin, California raisin.
Raisins?
We also have like a blueberry, dried blueberry.
Greg Mean is the boss here. His company, Carrot Farm, buys fruit by the ton and divides it up for resale in China. And his top-selling product is dried cranberries.
Of course. Oh, it's cranberry.
How many of these will you go through in, like, a typical day?
Oh, like 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds?
Yeah.
In a big room just down the hall, plastic bins full of dried cranberries are dumped into a big machine and funneled into little resealable bags that'll end up on a baking aisle somewhere. He points to a little American flag seal on the package.
Grown in the USA.
Grown in the USA. When it comes to cranberries, you could say Mean was sort of an early adopter. Got into them a few years ago when many Chinese consumers were just starting to discover them.
Is it a moneymaker for you?
For the first 2 or 3 years, yes, we make money.
But lately...
To be honest, we cannot make a high-level profit. The profit is lower and lower.
Means profits are one of the many casualties of the continuing trade dispute. In response to the Trump administration levying tariffs on Chinese goods last year, China retaliated with a 25% tariff on a number of U.S. goods, including cranberries. That was on top of an existing tariff, which means he's actually paying a 40% import tax.
Yes, you know, so I just want the trade war to end quickly. You know, otherwise, we have to choose another country's cranberry.
Which is not something Mean wants to do. He says he likes his current supplier.
American's cranberry, the quality is the highest.
But it would cost way less for him to get his stuff from Canada or Chile, two other major cranberry producers. A few miles away in another part of Taicang, workers at Shanghai Bokeh Food Company are unloading a truck filled with hundreds of boxes of cookies. These aren't just any old sweets, though. Dolin is Bokeh's purchasing manager. She says if you compared their products to, say, a fashion brand, they'd be on the higher end, something like Coach.
Coach.
So pretty fancy.
Fancy. So fancy.
Inside her office, Doe has a few of Bokeh Foods' products spread out on a table.
Cranberry.
So it's okay if we try some of these?
Yes, you can try.
Okay.
There's cranberry shortbread, cranberry, a cookie with cranberry mango paste. And then there's something called a cranberry snowflake crisp, a Taiwanese-style cookie that's kind of like nougat.
That's good. Oh, sorry. I'm making a mess here.
Doe says these cranberry-flavored treats have been a huge hit with customers. And that's why every year the company buys about 300 to 400 tons of dried cranberries from the U.S. That is, it used to.
This year, I'm ordering everything from Canada because the U.S. price is too high.
And a lot of other Chinese companies have made the same call. U.S. export data show cranberry sales to China during the first half of this year have dropped 45% compared to the same period last year, before the tariffs went into effect. And that was after years of continuous growth.
The growth was not only halted, it was essentially reversed.
Terry Humfeld is with a trade group called the Cranberry Institute. He says many growers have received direct payments from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, part of a program to help farmers whose sales have been hurt by tariffs. And this year, the USDA gave a group called the Cranberry Marketing Committee over $3 million to promote the fruit, not just in China, but in other new markets like India. Humfeld says the industry appreciates the help, but it's a short-term fix.
And the longer this retaliatory tariff situation goes on, the more difficult and costly it's going to be to reverse that negative sales trend in markets like China.
At Shanghai Bouquet Food, Dolin says she doesn't regret switching to Canadian berries, but she's also aware her decision may hurt American cranberry growers. She says it's sad to hear what's happening to the farmers, because in this situation, there isn't much they can control. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.
This project was made possible in part by the International Center for Journalists Bringing Home the World Fellowship.